Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Peter Sacco is here, too. Peter is a psychology professor and adjunct professor at Niagara University. He's also the author of, he tells me, 30 books, folks. How about that? The one that I know about is called Internet Apocalypse, The World Without Internet. What would you survive? How would you survive? He's our... And also apparently he's a talk show host. I guess he just didn't know any better. Peter Sacco, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me. And everybody,
are you a recovering talk show host?
I am. There's
a 12-step program for us, right?
You know. Well, I think I need the 13th step. Actually.
Hey, it's good to have you back, Peter. One of the things that people run into in the workplace is people have different personalities and different agendas, and some people get along and some people don't. Sometimes people who get along can't get along with people who don't get along, and it creates tensions and situations in the workplace. And you've got some ideas on how to deal with that.
Yeah, Jim, I think, you know, the work, and you bring up a really valid point. I think the problem is with situations like you've named. The person has the problem with everybody else usually is the problem because they have a problem with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and a lot of people just will not look at themselves as being the potential problem. And, you know, the first thing I always say is that wherever you go, if there's always smoke, then you might actually be the match that's igniting the fire. So you might actually need to go and take a look at yourself or probably get some sort of anger management problem or counseling, mm-hmm. if that's the way you look at it. But you know what, Jim? I hate to say it, but if you're dealing with this type of person, you're always best. And I always say this, and it's not a cop out to de-escalate it, it's to walk away.
Just walk away.
Walk away from the problem, because that's, you know, arguments are what they are. And there's nothing wrong with arguing, and there's nothing wrong with conflict. I think conflict is a pretty good thing, because conflict stretches the idea for change, and that there's a problem that exists and that it needs to be modified. But I've always said, Jim, it's when anger turns physical or it turns derogatory or verbally mm-hmm. abusive, then that's not conflict per se, and it's not an argument. It's abuse potential.
Well, yeah, and especially, and see, that's one of the things I was going to point out is that sometimes the issue is not as simple as walking away. Because if this person has the ability through some kind of passive aggressiveness or other means to harm me professionally or my reputation or whatever, if they have the ability to do that, it might not be an argument. It might just be that they're attacking me in different ways. And that creates anger, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And so, you see, but then, absolutely. But you have to look at this, okay? So if I'm the one who's dealing with this person, all I have control over in this situation is how
mm-hmm.
my feelings and how I respond. So the question I got to ask myself, is this worth getting involved into that's potentially going to be hazardous to my health, cause a problem, cause a fight, cause me to lose my job or whatever it is? So at that point there, I walk away. I can walk away and,
mm-hmm.
you know, or... I can deflect it, and I talked about that actually in my book, What's Your Anger Type, that basically says, okay, what I can then do is do a role play kind of in my mind while I'm talking to this person in perspective taking. Let me take their perspective. So then what I literally start to do, Jim, is I realize I'm in control of the situation, so I can be in control of it in a way to argue and make it worse. You know, and it's all about ego, an argument
mm-hmm.
about ego, or I can take their perspective and allow them to think that they're winning this argument or whatever it is that we're engaging in, but really I know that I'm in control. So if I know that I'm in control, it's all about my ego, then I feel pretty good about the situation because now I'm the puppet master.
Well, as long as people, as long as the people on the other side of the of the of the issue play along, so to speak. But you have people out there who are, you know, once they decide that they're going to misbehave, they're not going to work and play well with others. You know, they just, it's just their pattern. It's just the way they do it. They need to do it. It makes them feel better, bigger than they are. It helps, you know, there are people out there, as you know, who the only way they can feel big is if they make other people feel small. And some, and I've been through all these things in my long career, more than 23 years as a good employee for corporations. I've seen it all. And sometimes I've had to confront them. I couldn't walk away. The walking away had been tried and failed, and I couldn't walk away, and I had to confront them. And I don't mean that we got into a fight or anything. I just meant that I had to get face to face with it. What do you think about that?
You know, and once again, you can't control how other people are going to respond. The key thing here, and I discussed this in the book, is only you can control your thoughts, but you control your feelings. So with that said, you literally have to choose whether you want to engage in a bad situation or a situation that can get out of hand, or do I want to try to de-escalate this situation? So one of the things that really can de-escalate a situation rather fast, Jim, is agree with the person.
Yeah.
Inside you, you know damn well that the person is wrong, and you know, in your wildest imagination, you think it's foolish.
Can I throw a little sarcasm in there, like, okay, sure, you're right. We all know that. Can I do it like that, Peter? You know, I love I'm so good at sarcasm. I hate to waste it.
Well, you can actually do that, and that's what I talked about in the book in terms of deflecting. If the person says something like, you know, to yourself, like, you are a bleeping bleep bleep, you look at that person, and you go, you know what? You might be onto something there, because three other people had called me that.
And laugh it off, so to speak, in front of everyone.
And laugh it off, and go like, you know what? Thank you.
Just disarm them with a joke, so to speak.
Yeah, because you see, they're trying to
make their attack on you hyperbole.
Yeah, because they're trying to provoke you and goad you into a bad situation.
And if you do it in front of everyone else, it actually winds up making them look small and you looking a little classy.
Yeah. Yeah, and in fact, but this is your way out of the situation immediately.
Peter, I need to know the book that this is coming from.
Yep, it's What's Your Anger Type from Millennial Anger, and you can get it actually.
Millennial Anger? The millennials get angry?
Yes, they do.
What's
they
Your Anger room. Type? From How about that, folks? I didn't know that. 20 after, right back with Dr.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.